It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and when you were in school, nothing sucked more than being tardy to class. Because you'd probably end up in detention later that afternoon.
Oh my god, I had detention all the time.
But I'll tell you this, the consequences are much, much worse when you're late at work. Because if we're late here, then we have to do WCII, which clip is
what?
It?
Suddenly, I want to go back to detention with my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Bags.
Oh, my God.
You know how this works. I have two viral audio clips from the internet. We only have time to play one, and my co-hosts get to pick which one it's going to be. I'm sure you guys will be happy to learn. We got a letter from PETA last week accusing us of psychologically tormenting an innocent parrot. And they named two of you specifically in the mistreatment of an animal. One, Alexis Fuller.
What?
And two, our technical director, Chris.
Whoa!
Since he's the one that actually pushes the audio button.
Chris.
How is Chris?
I have nothing to do with this. This is all your voting.
I'm just saying.
I do nothing.
Get ready for an investigation. Both of you, you may want to leave the country.
Yeah.
Let's get to your options. Option number one is a 14-second clip of an actual heavy metal band that has a cat for a lead singer. They call themselves Catera.
Yeah, they do.
Which is a play on the band Pantera.
Oh my god.
But it's them jamming out, if you can even call it that.
Oh my god.
Are they gonna do live shows? I have so many questions.
That would be the best.
Let's get to the better option, option two.
Oh, no.
A 55-second clip of a parrot who's been described by Rolling Stone magazine as the literal songbird of a generation. Every single national radio show has played this clip already, except for one.
So we're the last.
And that show is full of selfish morons. I won't say who it is. But this clip is his rendition of Led Zeppelin. I need you all to say your choice together on three because we don't have time.
Yep.
Either lame-ass cat band or sweet-ass songbird. Here we go. One, two, three.
Lame-ass cat band!
Jose!
I'm trying to save
Jose,
the
thank you
bird.
For trying, but the
I'm
morons
sorry.
Win. Just play the clip.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Why do I picture him with like a little kitty mohawk and a collar that has spikes on it?
Yeah.
That'd be really cute.
People are throwing catnip onto the stage.
Jeff doesn't look amused.
Lord, take me now. That was another S show edition of Which Clip Is It? Oh god, it can't get any worse. Unless we do the shock collar question of the day.
Here
it goes. Bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get picked, you're going to, if you don't know the answer, I don't know what happens.
What happens? You get shocked.
You get shocked if you don't know the answer. Text
is.
Into 75592. Tell us what song you want us to sing while we get shocked. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jeff, they caught me on camera. It wasn't me, DeBo.
All right. I'm putting on the shock
collar. Insult
to
injury.
I'm putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Herbert Hoover is widely considered one of the worst presidents of all time. He was known as a poor communicator who was mean-spirited and uncaring, and his actions fueled trade wars that made the Great Depression, well, even more depressing. But despite all that, on this day in 1931, he suggested a new law that he believed might make the working population of our country happier. But unfortunately for him, he lost the election to his challenger, FDR, who ended up making the idea a reality. And now it remains a law to this very day. What law is it?
Oh, man, it was a real depressed time in this country, that's for sure.
Okay, follow me on this. I've been watching the Smithsonian Channel lately, and I think I actually learned something.
Okay, what do you got? Yay. Where are you at?
I think this was the era where unions were first being formed. And so I think that's how the weekend was invented. Like, we worked all the time before, and then unions made it so you could only work 40 hours a week, and then
I think
corporations all picked up on that.
I like that idea, but I feel like you think the 1930s, right? We're talking Great Depression time.
Yeah.
Like, anybody would have worked any job at that point.
Oh, there you're was right.
Like,
you're right.
There was no jobs available.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
but that's also why they started to work them 80, 90 hours a week, and they would complain about getting injuries and stuff.
So what at that time is going to make a worker happy? Yeah. Like,
well, when I think of things that make me happy, I think of booze. And I know that was around the time of Prohibition.
Right,
so maybe Herbert Hoover was like, you know what? Let's end this prohibition thing. Let's get booze for everybody again so the workers are going to be happy.
That's I thought it was, you know, along the same lines, Casual Friday.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Herbert Hoover was like
the
more
first
Hawaiian
casual
shirts
Friday.
On Friday.
Wacky ties around here.
Okay. Well, let's get the question one more time.
On this day in 1931, President Herbert Hoover suggested a new law that he thought would bring him back into the good graces of the American worker. However, the American people were fed up with his previous antics, so he was voted out and his successor, FDR, was voted in, then legislated the idea and made it an official law that's still on the books to this day. What law was it?
Was it like a stimmy? Was this the first ever stimmy?
So instead of a stimulus, what I was thinking, Jose, was Labor Day. He made Labor Day a holiday
so
that people could have a three-day weekend.
Everyone's unemployed, but you know what? One more day off.
But it's a paid day off.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why it's different. It's a federal holiday.
Something that I know for sure that FDR did was he was the first president to make Social Security.
Oh,
well, that, how did that turn out for us? I mean, you and I aren't going to see it anytime soon.
you might.
But it's something that makes a lot of people happy.
We won't.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Herbert Hoover's idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You get sick days off. Or
they did their first work retreat to the Bahamas.
Exactly. He invented the trust fall that you do in company retreats.
Okay.
I do like, as Jake said, it's a law. So I like that three-day weekend of like, the law is everyone gets this paid...
A federal holiday is off.
The first ever federal holiday.
I think I want to go with the answer. He was the first to want to do federal holidays off work.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I like that. Paid holidays.
In an effort to get someone, anyone to vote for him in the presidential election, Herbert Hoover thought if he could support the workers of our great land, then the workers would support him. But they didn't. He was out and FDR was in. And the new president ran with the idea, and ever since then, the American worker is no longer bound to the previous 50-hour, 6-day work week. Instead, they have the 40-hour, 5-day work week.
Yeah, that's what I called it.
Look at that Smithsonian Channel.
Well, we're not high-fiving. He got it wrong.
I know, but I'm proud of you
still. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I still knew it.
Didn't get it right.
I can rejoice in his misery
and
your triumph.
Why are we celebrating? Yeah.
This is like the worst day.
Oh, you
poor
wish it was a federal holiday.
Okay, so somebody wanted to hear me sing Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
All right.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah, Jeff.
Everybody wants a new romance.
Weekend game quick.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.